The Socceroos, they're playing a friendly against Costa Rica tonight at the Sydney Football Stadium. It's the first game under the new national coach, Ange Postecoglou. Australia has qualified for the World Cup finals in Brazil next year, so that's a relief. But the team is looking to repair the damage following those two 6-0 defeats against Brazil and France in recent times. Fox Sports football commentator Andy Harper joins us now. Andy, welcome back to Breakfast.
It's a pleasure, Fran.
Andy, this is just a friendly, but it is a significant one because it's Ange Postecoglou's first game as coach. What changes do you expect to see in how the Socceroos play, or do you want to see?
Well, I think what we can expect reasonably from an Ange team is a very positive, very aggressive mindset. All his teams that we've seen over the years, including Fran all those years ago when he was the coach of the national youth team, they were a group of players who would always take the field, mark the ground and really fight hard not to retreat from that mark and push forward from that mark. Not as pragmatic, I guess, as some coaches who come out of Europe in that sense, and certainly not as cynical as a lot of coaches around the world. And Ange fully charged with what it means to be an Australian and coaching an Australian national team will be looking to get his team with a very, very positive mindset. Now, that obviously doesn't mean things don't go wrong in a game and he's going to have to make some adjustments along the way, but I'm looking forward to a very fresh approach tonight.
So do you think that's a change then? Or would you have described us as not as a positive team, an aggressive team? And, you know, had we been playing in the way you just described there, would Brazil and France have scored 6 goals against us?
I think they might. Yeah, they probably still would have won the matches, given the current form of both teams, but the avalanche of goals wouldn't have eventuated, and that's the challenge for Ange, Fran, because you get to the World Cup next year, when the draw's done in December 6th in Brazil, we will have one of the 8-seeded countries, which will be a France, will be a Brazil or a Spain or a Germany, someone like that, and you're going to have to make sure in that game you don't get hit for 6, literally, in our recent case. So if you hemorrhage too many goals in those games, then you can forget qualifying for the second round. But if you can contain the goals against column in your match against the seeded country, then you've got a big chance of getting through. That was the experience in 2006 and again in 2010. So, you know, where did the team go wrong under Holger Isaac? Well, you know, history's going to record Holger's tenure as basically in the black. The leak became a massive blowout towards the end and his position untenable. But if he got the team's mojo back, when he took over from Pim Verbeek, which was a very, I'm going to say boring, but you know, people can make their own interpretation. I'm struggling to find a better word at the moment, but effective but boring. When Holger started the team, he re-energised them. And they got their mojo back. They beat Germany away. They had a great run through the Asian Cup in 2011. This was an Australian team that played with a bit of the Aussie edge. Mm. Over the time, for whatever reason, bad habits started to set in. Some negative selections in the eyes of many people started to kick in, and more conservative playing options rather than aggressive playing options. Now, Holger would say, "Well, that's what I needed to do to qualify for the World Cup," and we have to thank him for getting us there. But we need this freshness again. I think what we've come in our sporting national teams, Fran, is we don't really want to watch them if not going to represent us the way we want them to, even if it means on occasion losing matches.
How do you get freshness in the old side? Because the side's not greatly changed, and certainly the veteran defender Lucas Neal has again been named captain. Do you think that was a good idea?
I think it was inevitable. Ange, this is his first game. There's not many games to go. It's the end of a World Cup cycle, not the beginning. He has to, whilst he embarks on the new policy, which everyone agrees with and he's leading the charge for, he has to manage some very sensitive politics along the way, politics of the game's champions, and they have to be given a chance out of respect to what they've done. I'm not surprised that Lucas is starting and captain tonight. Whether he makes the cut from this point on, of course, is going to be up to Ange and him, but I didn't see... He'll make a couple of changes to the way perhaps the team lines up, more a mentality. Mm. The challenge for Ange, of course, is not going to have a heap of games in preparation for the World Cup, so embarking and implementing this new policy is going to have to happen pretty quickly. Tonight's not the night for bloodletting, though. Tonight's the night for him setting a new policy, for him getting the team that he selected in the room over the last week and making it very clear to them where he's going with this team. If you can hang on for the ride, good luck to you. If you can't, you'll know why.
And how important is a win tonight then? Costa Rica, you know, we're not necessarily identified as a football superpower, but they're higher than the Socceroos in the world rankings.
So they can play the game. Don't worry about that. They finished second in their group behind the United States, ahead of Mexico. So Mexico has got a great football tradition. Costa Rica has been to the World Cup 4 times. We've had a chance to watch some of their players in the A-League, Carlos Hernandez most prominently, over the last few years. Mate, don't worry about them, fam. They can play the game. The difficulty for Australia will be threefold. Firstly, their speed. Secondly, their affinity with the ball. And teams like that we struggle with from time to time. And thirdly, their players, a number of them, will be incredibly hungry to win the coach's affection going into the World Cup next year as well, because you know they've got a number of players, top line players, who haven't made the trip. The door's been swung open for some guys to stake a claim. Mate, they're going to go like the clappers tonight. And the Socceroos, what do they need out of it? A very good performance, which I think we'll get against a really difficult opponent. It's a great test first up. It's not an onerous task because it's not a Brazil or a Spain. So Ange can get his feet under the table to a certain extent, but it's very important that he and his new era gets off to a good start because there is so much goodwill behind his appointment.
Absolutely. Just let's hope some of those, the new young blood does well tonight. Andy, thank you so much for joining us.
It's always a pleasure, friend. Thanks.
Andy Harper is a football commentator with Fox Sports.